Joining me now is the former, I should say, Hereford United manager.
That's right, yeah.
What do you feel about what's happened this afternoon?
Well, we're all very disappointed because, quite frankly, we've been lied to from day one. And as far as we're concerned, you know, we were told we had a lot of promises and obviously nothing's come to fruition.
Why did you not take the view from the supporters who've been boycotting the club for so long?
You always want to sort of believe who employs you, but, you know, the writing's been on the wall in the last couple of months when, you know, I've heard a few things where my job's been touted around. I've only got two games to go before I get the sack. And, you know, it's one of those situations where, obviously, in hindsight, I should have believed what the supporters were saying. I did offer to meet a load of supporters 3 months ago, which I would have done in a pub away from this club. And then if I would have done that, then I'd probably have had my eyes opened a bit more.
Because you're on record as lambasting the supporters that weren't coming.
I was, at the time, I was upset that we didn't get the support that obviously the club had last year, but I know that because of the leagues that we're in. I just said, basically, you know, with the good support that you've got here, you know, if you're loyal fans, come and watch the game, which was obviously, in hindsight at the time, was the wrong thing to say. But, you know, you say things, you know, all I wanted to do is get people through the turnstiles. I wanted people to come and watch us play, as the old supporters, which is the previous lot that are here, could have seen how we play. And, you know, I'm not on the political side, I'm not on the financial side. All I am is a football person that wants a football team to do well.
There's a lot of football people, aren't there?
Yeah.
What message have you got for Mr. Agenbar and Mr. Lonsdale?
Well, Mr. Agenbar's not involved with the club as far as I'm aware.
Well, he's been in the dressing room with you at half time.
I was told.
He's been in the dressing room with you at half time. One of your players has been in the press today saying that.
I will say that he was in the dressing rooms up to about 2 months ago. Since then, he's not been in the dressing rooms. Andy Lonsdale's not been in the dressing rooms.
So that was after he'd failed the owners and directors test?
He was in the dressing room then, yes.
And he's been the FA said he's not to have anything to do with the club.
Well, again, that's above me. At the end of the day, I'm not involved in that, so I can't really answer what he did and what he didn't do, to be fair, and it's really none of my business. All I try to do is get the team to play football and ensure that, you know, we got points on the board. And inevitably, I wanted to get the supporters back, but obviously it didn't happen.
Any further regrets?
The only regrets that I've got at the end of the day is I probably should listen to the supporters. That's my main regret, but, you know, it's one of those things, isn't it?
Thanks for your time.
No problem.